From Washington, this is VOA News. Good day, I'm Steve Miller. Somali officials say the organizer of last year's massacre at Garissa University College in Kenya is dead in a late-night military operation. Mohamed Mohamed, better known as Dulya Den, was head of al-Shabaab's feared Amniyat unit and masterminded the April 2015 attack on the college that left 148 people dead, nearly all of them students. A senior Somali official, speaking on the condition of anonymity, says U.S. helicopters fired missiles hitting the car in which Dulya Den and two others were traveling. However, a security minister in the Juba region, Abdurashid Janan, told VOA Somali service that the militant was killed by the U.S.-trained Somali commando unit known as Danab, or Lightning. Egyptian aviation officials said Wednesday that a French ship picked up signals that are likely being emitted by the black boxes of the Egypt airplane that crashed in the Mediterranean last month. The May 19th crash killed all 66 people on board the plane. Authorities want to retrieve the data recorders in an effort to help determine what caused the plane to go down near the end of its flight from Paris to Cairo. A high-ranking North Korean official is in China in an apparent effort to restore relations with its chief ally and benefactor. The bilateral relationship has soured over Pyongyang's continued buildup of its nuclear and ballistic weapons programs. Lee Soo-young, the head of the international relations for North Korea's ruling party, arrived in Beijing on Wednesday for talks with his Chinese counterpart, Sung Dao. The Chinese Communist Party says the two envoys reaffirmed the two nations' long-standing friendship and pledged to carry out bilateral exchanges. This is VOA News. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State-held city of Fallujah intensifies. Iraqi forces have launched an offensive aimed at retaking the city. At least 20,000 children are trapped inside the city, according to a statement released by the United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF. The organization has urged all parties to ensure the safety of these children who risk being recruited as child soldiers. The UN Refugee Agency has also received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. For the first time, a U.S. drone struck Pakistan outside its lawless border area with Afghanistan, killing the leader of the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Aru Pandey has more of the story as rights groups pressure Washington for greater transparency.
From this remote American base in New Mexico State, where U.S. Air Force pilots launch Predator drones, to the targets themselves, human rights groups have long called for hard numbers when it comes to counterterrorism strikes that until recently the administration refused to even confirm. Human Rights First Rita Simeon.
Saying just trust us, we have high standards, we're doing the best that we can, really isn't enough, and that they need to be disclosing more.
The Obama administration has promised as much with a soon-to-be-released report outlining the number of combatants and civilians killed in U.S. drone strikes since 2009. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
In the United States, Democrats are reaching out for Hispanic voters ahead of California's primary election on June 7th. Hispanics make up about one-third of the state's adult population and are being courted by the campaigns of presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. VOA's Michael Sullivan has more.
Democrats have been signing up new voters, canvassing neighborhoods, and reaching out to voters on the phone, motivated partly by presumed Republican candidate Donald Trump.
Llamando a inmigrantes criminales y violadores.
Trump points to Hispanics who support him.
Because we need change. We need real change this time.
This Democrat finds his comments offensive.
I consider it probably the most important election of my life.
Polls show most Hispanics are alarmed by Trump's pledge to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Since Tuesday, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border with Syria as they move toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. For more news, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.